حي على الفلاح.
This is narrated by Ibn Hibban and Al-Hakim rahimahumullah. Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the hour will not be established until Hajj is no longer performed. What can cause that? So obviously, when you see something like this where the signs that mention the Qur'an disappearing or Hajj no longer being performed, this will immediately tell you that this is towards the very end of time. So what could cause people to not perform Hajj? And I know someone immediately probably thinks a virus outbreak, a viral outbreak will cause that. That will not cause Hajj to not be performed. That will cause Hajj to be cancelled or postponed for a year or two or more. But Hajj is not being performed anymore by anybody. So that's why this is towards the end of time. The same, could be, Allahu A'lam, around the times when people don't say La ilaha illallah anymore and don't know what it means, nobody prays, there's no Qur'an, idols are worshipped again in the Arabian Peninsula. So that's when we're talking, this is towards the very end of time. Or towards the end of time, let me not be too specific here. Narrated by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, the Prophet ﷺ said, there will be towards the end of my ummah, men, and of course it can mean women also, who will ride upon chairs or saddles or chariots, similar to our beasts. It will take them to the doors of masajid, to the doors of mosques. What do you think it's talking about? Yeah, I think everybody got it. Now, some people said, with the chairs translation, they said it's like wheelchair. You've seen a Muslim go to the masjid on a wheelchair. Sitting on a chair takes him to the door of the masjid. Or, most likely, wallahu alam, it could be talking about cars, right? Cars, you're essentially sitting on a chair in a car, and it brings you to the door of the masjid. And we use cars to come to the masjid all the time. And sometimes if you don't have a car, you can't come to the masjid. But again, I don't want to be guilty of what I mentioned in the introduction to this series, that we always interpret things based on our time. What if some invention is going to come that will be more prevalent than, I'm not going to say flying chair or something weird, but what if something else is going to come in the future? And that will be the means of transportation, and that's what people will use to get to the masjid. It's possible. But does this hadith right now fit our world and its chairs that are or cars that are bringing people to the masjid? Well, it's very, very possible. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Anas ibn Malik narrates, the Prophet ﷺ said, there will come upon the people years of deception in which the liar is believed, and the truthful one is belied. The treacherous one is trusted, and the trustworthy one is believed to be treacherous. And the ruwaybidah will speak. He was asked, and who are the ruwaybidah? And the Prophet ﷺ responded, the fool who speaks about the general affairs of the people. Taib, this hadith is wonderful, and it's so happening. The ruwaybidah, these are just people who are foolish, worthless, even mentally, they're just foolish, and yet they're speaking and they're being heard. They're speaking and they're being heard. There's so many examples of this, right? And if you just look at how when an actor or a singer or some musician makes a statement or some rapper makes a statement, it falls upon more ears than a scholar or a Supreme Court justice or anybody of that sort. But anyways, it's interesting how there was an interview with this soccer player. And they're asking him, how are you? And again, he's just going over the same basic thing, we're going to give it our best and this, this and that. This is a true story. Towards the end, the interviewer, the reporter, just suddenly says, and what's your view on multiple marriage? First of all, why that topic of all things? That's one. Two, why are you asking this guy such a random question and something is about religion? After, who cares? You're asking about soccer, and he's telling you what you already know, that they're going to try to shoot and score more than the other team. But then suddenly, randomly, what do you think of multiple marriage? And he's like, well, I think if it hurts the feelings of the first wife, nobody should... Anyways, the point is, that's just people who are foolish, not qualified to speak about something else. Suddenly, they're speaking and they're heard, and their opinion is sought after, and people care about their opinion. But that's exactly what the Prophet ﷺ described in this hadith. If you want to get upset, this is a true story that happened in a country that will go unnamed. And there is this lady, this actress, and she was asked to critique all the different Muslim groups and the movements, and she starts critiquing them, how they make people hate their religion. Like, what do you know? Like, just for years, she just plays different roles. You know, one time a very despicable, you know, haram role, one time she's doing something else, haram. And for years, for decades, that's all we know of this person, just acting that this guy's her husband and doing haram and all that. Now she's asked to critique all the Islamic groups and the Islamic movements and the Islamic da'wah. And she said, yeah, they made people hate the religion. Like, what do you know about the religion? So one of the scholars responded to her. And he said, basically, saying like, who are you to comment on anything? And all we see is you acting out these roles of haram and bad and all that. So who are you to comment on anything? Then she had him, she sued him for saying that about her. Like, how dare he critique her? But she can critique Islamic movements and the da'wah. And she has no knowledge of that. Anyways, she sues him. She wins. He goes to jail. If that's not an example of a ruwaybidah, foolish people speaking, then I don't know what is. In Musnad Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, the Prophet ﷺ said, the knots of Islam will be untied knot by knot. So all these things that are important in Islam, they'll be taken apart one by one. The first to be untied will be the rule, and the last will be the prayer. What does it mean, the rule? Meaning ruling by the Sharia, ruling by the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one that will be untied. And that is so true. Again, let's go back to our 60 or so Muslim countries and how many of them rule by the Sharia. You know, sometimes we used to have big debates in class when we'd mention this hadith. And some people would say one country, some people would say zero, none of them. You know, I believe it's at least one right now. Some people think it's two, but the point is that it's sad that we're debating one or zero. That's sad. And so the first thing, the Sharia goes. Ruled by the Sharia disappears. And then other things start to slowly disappear. But the last thing that will disappear will be the Salah. Like, alhamdulillah, you see a lot of people praying in different parts of the world. There's still people are stuck to that. But Sharia ruling the land, that's the law of the land, gone completely. Or some in some countries, they just put it, they only want the Sharia when it's divorce and marriage, we bring out the Sharia. It's something else, business dealings, politics, okay, let's put the Sharia back under the rug and we'll use whatever else we feel like using at this point. But it's just so true and it's so amazing that the Prophet ﷺ spoke this 1400 years ago and it's happening exactly as he sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. Next one, Sahih al-Bukhari, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will come upon the people a time when a person does not care about their wealth, whether it is from halal or haram. Their wealth. So we're not talking about meat, all right? It's talking about wealth. A person will not care if their wealth is from halal or haram. I'll give you an example. Like this young man came to me in Canada and he said that I have a lot of gas stations, but I am going to get rid of all of them. And he doesn't sell alcohol, by the way. Doesn't sell any alcohol. But he said, I'm going to get rid of all of them. I'm going to sell all of them. And he's a young man who's got a number of gas stations. It's good business, right? So I said, why are you going to do that? He said, because up to 70%. And maybe this is just, so don't quote me on that, but that was related to his specific area in this part of Canada. He said, up to 70% is from tobacco, from selling tobacco products. 70%. Of his income comes from that. Those of you who know about gas stations, you don't really make much money from selling gas. But what they really, where they really make their money is from the convenience store inside, you know, from selling all these other things. Of course, if you sell alcohol, that's where the majority of the money comes from. Right after that will be the tobacco. But it's interesting how I knew someone else who was looking for a gas station, and then I told him what this guy said about, you know, 70% of his income being from tobacco. And he just kept looking. This didn't faze him at all. Like a lot of times you'll find people, they couldn't care less where their income is coming from, if it's halal or haram. They couldn't care less. I remember this man, he was a simple man really. This was many years ago, owned by a Muslim. And so all the other workers were Muslims. And then the owner gets them all together for a meeting and he says, I know all of you work here because we don't sell alcohol, and but I'm sorry, I'm not making enough money, so I'm going to have to start selling alcohol. So this guy, and he's just a simple man, but he tells him, I have a better idea. Forget alcohol. Let's sell drugs. Package it and sell it and all that stuff. But in the end, he said, we can make a lot more money than alcohol. And the guy says, oh, no, we can't do that. You know, the police will get arrested, we'll get in trouble. He said, subhanAllah, you're afraid of the police and you're not afraid of Rabbul Alameen. The man was taken by that. Anyways, but the idea that a lot of people don't care where their income comes from. They don't care if it's halal or haram. It's one of the signs before the Day of Judgment. The Prophet ﷺ said, in narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, by the one in whose hands is the soul of Muhammad, the hour will not be established until the wu'ul are destroyed and the tuhut appear or ascend or emerge. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what are al-wu'ul and what are al-tuhut? Like, what are these terms? What does that mean? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-wu'ul are the nobility and the best of the people. And the tuhut are those that were under people's shoes, downtrodden basically. The people that were downtrodden, and nobody knows of them, nobody knows who they are. They were just under people's shoes, the downtrodden. And then they ascend, and the nobility and those nobles, they're the ones who are pushed down. You'll find someone who is just unworthy and they're prosperous, or they're listened to, or they're heard, or they're the ones who ascend in society, while the important ones, the nobility, the people who are noble, people who actually have something to contribute, they're the ones who disappear. So they'll be destroyed. And again, you know, you can see this if you just look at the most popular people in America, and where are they as far as being academics or being lawmakers or people who have some kind of positive input towards people's lives. Look at those most followed on Twitter or Instagram or what have you. And it'll just be someone who prevents some cheap type of entertainment, you know, some rapper or some musician who offers nothing of value. And I don't listen to rap, but I know what's going on. I know there are some rap songs that are nothing. The whole song is just how to stash the drug away and how to sell it without getting caught. I can do that with any other genre as well, okay? So it's not just rap music. All of it, just all these performers, artists, entertainers, so much of what they're saying is just nothing but garbage. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.